Thursday has its own peculiar way of saying hey. Sometimes Thursday almost makes you want to run away. Thursday is such a crazy, lazy day. Yeah, Thursday is such a crazy, lazy day. Let's go have a picnic. Thursday is such a crazy, lazy day. Hope it doesn't rain. When I'm feeling Thursday, I go and have a drink. If Thursday was a boat, I bet it'd sink. I did it on Monday, I tried it on Tuesday. Wednesday simply not my cup of tea. Thank heaven it's Friday. Thank love for the weekend. Thursday, now that's such a crazy, lazy day. They say Monday's child is full of faith. Tuesday's child is fair of face. Thursday's child has far to go. And it's no wonder. When the week becomes a rat race, you can bet win, show or plays. But never bet on Thursday, cause God's not on his case. Thursday is such a crazy, lazy day. Don't get me wrong, it's just that Thursday's twice as long as it should be. It's twice as long. Mondays, Tuesdays, weekends, Fridays, don't get in my way. But Thursday's just a crazy, lazy day. Monday is a blues day. That goes for Tuesday. Wednesday's just the middle of the week, yeah. Friday's just another payday. The weekend's just another heyday. But Thursday's surreptitiously unique. That's why I didn't go to work today. Thursday's got its own peculiar way of saying it.
Hey, everybody. I didn't mean to cut that off right away, but there you go. The virtues of doing a radio show from a computer at home. Around the corner. We'll be back, though. We'll be back in the studio, fully vaxxed. Live guests, perhaps, I hope. They got to be vaxxed, too. Oh, this is the Thursday afternoon show, by the way. I'm Tom DiPietro, expecting my co-host, C.C. Graham, to show up at some point, as she is wont to show up when she is ready. What else? What else I got to tell you? Oh, boy, I just screwed up my screen here. Lots of things. You know, there's lots of things going on. It's a beautiful day. That's for sure. And that makes me at least happy, if not you, or all of us, or whatever. And now I'm having a hard time getting this darn thing back. Here we go. That was our introductory song. If you know the show, you know the song, Thursday by Harry Nilsson, the great Harry Nilsson, the late great Harry Nilsson, who, if you look him online, you can find his incredible catalog of music. Ranges all over the place. He was a real skillful writer and performer as well, but his writing was up. Looks like she's coming in. There she is, the one and only.
Hi, Tommy. Hi,
Cece.
Hi, folks.
How you doing?
OMG. You will not believe what rabbit hole I fell into where I didn't get on the radio right away.
Oh, you mean one of the many rabbit holes?
Are you going to ask me what?
I am. I was working up to it, though. But
yeah,
I wanted
one
to make,
of the many.
Yeah, exactly. So which one was it?
So, no, you know, I rarely give traction to Gossips of Rivertown because we don't have the same views all the time. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, we're in a community where there's a lot of different opinions,
sure.
A lot of different creativities and, you know, thoughts and process. So it's okay to, you know, to say that you just don't see eye to eye with someone.
Yeah, that's very generous.
I would never disrespect her. I would never, you know, call her out of her name. But anyway.
Yeah.
I got shared by Rebecca, by the sensational Rebecca Bora.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. No, not the pool yet. And she sent me an article on the Hudson City School District.
Uh-huh.
And I'll read what the article says here.
Okay.
Not what the article says, but like the tagline.
Right.
COVID and students, teachers, and the missed opportunity to create a real community for Hudson City School District. And I couldn't agree more. You know, there are some things in there that just can't be avoided or can't be ignored. And unfortunately, we as a community have to come together. You know, we have the largest in record history for Hudson City School District's budget's going to be passed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether you vote no, and then there's that contingency budget where if you vote, everybody votes no, the amount of money.
Yeah.
For something like a 10 to 30% decrease in student attendance.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense.
Okay.
You know,
uh-huh.
They want to increase the superintendent's salary.
Oh, yeah.
By
I didn't notice
$204K.
No, $204K.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, everybody who's had a shortage and a problem in 2020 knows that trying to keep things reasonable and be humble
mm-hmm.
is the name of the game now.
Oh, well, you know what yours truly
can you hear me,
did.
Tommy?
Of course, you know what I did. Of course, I don't want to bring it up every 10 minutes.
I know what you did. And tell me again to remind you of how humble can be. Say it again.
I took $1 from my salary this year in the city government. Did I lose you? Did I amaze you so much that you? I think you went out of range or something. You there?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. There we go. I took $1.
I just got to keep stopping. This is what I'm doing. I'm on my deck, right?
Uh-huh.
And I can't even flip. Oh, there it goes. This is what I'm doing. I'm preventing Carmen from putting her foot in. What color sand is that? Because I'm such a girl.
Oh, pink sand. Oh, my gosh. It looks like something you'd make a drink out of, you know, like a kid's drink or like Jello before you put the stuff in.
Yeah,
you know?
And because she's such a fan of Marvel.
Uh-huh.
All the Marvel characters are drowning and shrinking in the pink sand.
Oh, is that what she was calling the pool?
Say hi, Carmen.
Hi, Carmen. Wow, look at that
no,
backyard.
No, no, no. The pool is the pool.
You have a real
She's
pool.
She's got a bigger pool here.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
Look at
Louis
that.
Wouldn't have it. He's like a pool. What
yeah.
do you think we are?
Look at that. You got raised beds. You got the... Look at that. Look at that. You got some spread there.
Well, we've got a good-sized backyard.
Yeah.
So,
wait, you never finished your story about Gossips.
Yeah. When the peach is coming on the peach tree, I bring you some. I bring some for you and not.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went down this rabbit hole with Gossips, you know, just trying to read and appreciate the clarity behind her words because there was a lot there,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, of course, the dilemma has always been, like, to man the Board of Education, which is a monster in itself.
Right.
You know, for the people that have been on it, people like Lucy Seeger,
mm-hmm.
Miss Adi, and people from the past,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a monster. It's a real commitment. And it's one that I've always expressed wanting to do and been hesitant to do because I don't want to go on when I'm not ready or not to give
right.
The
oh, that's smart. That is tough. Let me tell you, that's my advice to a lot of people in local affairs, you know. Don't just go on for the sake of going on. Be prepared. Know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
You'll get more accomplished that way.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Sorry.
And at this point, I realize I'm going to write myself in. I'm going to put it on my social media.
Really? Oh, I'm I'll vote for you.
Try to make a real effort.
Cool. That's great. You know, certain.
Thanks, Tommy.
Oh, there you go.
So it's, it's a write-in. I don't know. It's not a vote. We missed the voting. We missed the voting time. It's a write-in. But anyway.
Right. Yeah. No, it's May 18th, I believe. It's the actual day of voting, right?
That's right. It's May 18th. Okay. So that's Tuesday? Tuesday, May 18th.
And you don't need many
for
votes.
Anybody who's going to vote.
If you're write-in.
Yeah.
I hope that.
And there's also another person being requested to write in.
Oh, yeah. Who's
I'll
that?
I'll tell you who that is. So his name is Mark Pace.
Oh, Mark. DePace. It's DePace, I think.
DePace, yeah. I said DePace, oh. Yeah. And, you know, he's got a really, if you go to his, if you want to go to his,
oh, website, I know Mark.
He's all about, it's,
I know Mark.
It's DePace of Bass.
Yeah.
He kind of writes in a really cute, I think he uses a really cute little, you know, thing of his picture, you know, what he stands for, what he's about. And then, you know, it tells you about the election information. And I told him, I said, I'm going to steal some of that because that's excellent.
Yeah.
It's a real little cute campaign.
Yeah, what the hell?
So,
oh, great.
I mean, Mark's got, he's you know, for what it's worth, if you decide to send your child to a public school, you're already committed. You
right.
know, like, you know,
no, we talked about
that. It's like, that's not the question anymore.
I ran into him last week and we talked about it. And I thought, what a great idea. And they have he has a son named Mac who's in the public school.
That's right.
You know, so he's engaged. That's great. I will write you both in. Let people know. I mean, you really can't do that here, but you can. we'll just say we know somebody who's running for the school board in Hudson, and her name is Sela Graham.
Sela
Graham, and a fellow named Mark DePace, DePace. But I think they'll figure out who it is, even if they make a couple mistakes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole logic behind it is, I'm not an education hater. I'm very much avid. I'm an avid learner. I'm an avid student.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that the way out of society's, you know, this downfall that we've come into, a part of it is education. And not just education by books, but also by travel. I think if you travel outside of your comfort zone and you see what other people have to live with and deal with, you will always be able to be respectful, be honorable, and you'll have empathy, you know?
It's amazing.
You know, I know the teachers do hard work there. There's great teachers there.
You know, no, I agree with you totally. You know, especially when you get into a government like I have, you see how certain people just live in these little self-contained worlds that they really don't bother to reach out.
Tom, you get stuck? Are you frozen?
No. Are you?
No.
Maybe she stood still for 10 seconds.
I don't know how to do that, Tom. If I'm not in front of a computer or a book, it's hard. You know that.
I know. But, you know, maybe if you remembered that you're actually on the radio.
Well, then it would even be worse because why would I be staring at Carmen?
Yeah, that's true.
She's running around barefoot.
Oh, yeah. Well, she seems to be entertaining herself pretty well.
Oh, she does that very well, yeah. I'd love to get Henry and the girls out here.
Oh, God.
They'd love it.
They would indeed love it.
You know, a roller coaster too somewhere around here.
Oh wow!
No, they got the roller coaster there. It's not put together, but
did you see the pictures of Henry's birthday on Facebook from my wife? I don't know what people see.
Fabulous!
Yeah,
fabulous!
Oh, good.
Fabulous! I love the whole theme.
Yeah,
I was, you know, it was admirable. I'm surprised that he went with the construction theme, considering the fact that he's you know, he's the kid of two doctors.
Yeah,
I thought he would have gone with the doctor theme. But
no,
that was good.
He is completely absorbed by construction stuff. They love it. And they love that he's doing it. I mean, he wore that outfit. Like
building.
I'm surprised he didn't go to sleep in that outfit with his hard hat on. oh, boy. Anyway. So, now I see you got a lot of activities there for the kids in the backyard. But again, you've had, you know, what, 24 kids. So I guess, you know, it starts to accumulate. No response. Did you not hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. So what else is new? So you're all...
No, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Oh, I said you had all that. You have all those toys and things in the backyard. And I said, I guess when you have 24 kids, you start to accumulate some stuff.
What'd you say, Tom?
You want me to say it again? Oh, boy. There you go. Anyway, we're moving right along here. It's a Thursday afternoon show, folks. Oh, my gosh. Don't get up so close to the screen. That was downright scary. Oh, my gosh. It's so funny because people, of course, on the radio can't see your smiling face. and that you're in constant motion. But look, folks, that's how CC rolls, as they say. And literally, she's on the move. Always on the move.
Literally. Always on the move.
Literally.
I can't let the grass grow for any reason, and not in any season. It just feels like to me like I would be doing a disservice to humanity to just kind of sit still and just binge watch and you know just vegetate. I think.
But you know what? You would be.
Life is about that.
You would be. You have so much to give. Why would you deny it to people? You like that?
Same with you, Tommy.
Thank you.
That's right.
You didn't have to come back with that, but I do appreciate it.
So Tom, tell us when are the offices. Cuomo has said that hugging will commence on the 17th. I think Hudson should get on board
a big
with
hug,
the hug fest.
A hug fest.
And we should have a hug fest. A hug fest.
Well, let me ask him, are you ready to do a show on the street next week?
I've been ready, baby. We should have had it today.
I know. I was just, you wouldn't believe how busy cities. I'm looking at the sky right now and thinking we should be out. It's like in the 60s. It's beautiful out. There's lots of people on the street. And I just, this week rolled around. I was like, oh, my gosh, it's already Thursday. And I hadn't even sent you the link for today. And I was like, oh, my God. But we'll definitely, I'll make contact, because it's good to have a sign or two so people know what we're doing. And I'm thinking, where should I try for? Should we go outside near GXC? Should we go in front of Rev? Where would you like to do it?
I mean, you and Rebecca Bohr have this thing with Rev. I don't want to step on anybody's toes. And
you know what I could do?
And then
how about the new coffee shop on 7 on the roastery, the Hudson Roastery?
Let me ask you: Are you a coffee fanatic?
Not particularly, but they have outside seating.
They do. Well, all of them do. Have you seen Rivertown's new outside seating?
Oh, yeah. Lodge. I saw that. Yeah.
Very nice.
But there's done. At this time of day, nothing would be going on there. So, it would just be us. I want a place where we actually can run into people,
Yeah. I mean, because it's on a side kind of like, right?
Yeah. It's on a side. And it's only active during the weekdays for dinner, I believe. And then on the weekends for brunch. So, we wouldn't really, from 4 to 6, they don't get much. They might get a little bit. But, I'll come up with something on the street. Because,
I'll take your lead.
Ah!
You're a male that's able to lead. Ooh. I'll take your lead. Wherever you say we're going to meet up, we'll meet up.
But, I don't like to be a mansplainer, patriarch type,
A mansplainer? That's not the situation here,
I know. I'm just trying to be cool. I'm just trying to be youthful and hip and say the right things. I just love you young people. How do you like that? I even called you a young person.
I know. I was like,
oh. Oh, lordy. What else is new? So you said you didn't... go ahead.
I went to Grow Back Black Hudson, which for those who may not know, Grow Back Hudson is an organization that started with the Badillas, specifically Kula Badilla, and her sister Natongu, and the mother is involved, Pam Badilla, and what they're doing is they're giving people of color, and I would say I'm not going to even exclude like anyone else. I think BIPOC, the opportunity to have food close to where they live. So what they're doing is they're providing plants, they're providing garden boxes that they build with you right on your site, depending on the measurements and the site of your location. And then they're turning around and they're giving you the vegetation so you can have food where you live. Because you're healthier if your food is where you live. And now it's organic based. They're giving you compost. Wow. They've given away compost bins. They've given away the stuff that, it's just, I can't even say enough.
Well, let me ask you something. I see you have the raised beds. How much work does that take? Do you just have the one raised bed or more than one?
No, I have four.
Oh,
it's four or five. I have four or five, and then I also have a greenhouse, a small one.
I saw in the picture. So, is it all food, or is some of it just pretty flowers as well? Or
We have. I believe that giving the honeybees their things,
and doing the milkweed. Whole pollinator thing. Yeah.
Yep, the milkweed is in there, so, and I got a bunch of other stuff.
So do you do all the work?
It's a combination of myself and the kids.
Oh.
And it's more than one thing because when you look, you haven't been by, but I'm gonna.
Yep.
So we have a few.
Yeah.
So this is the front of the house. And my peonies are coming up.
Yeah.
My Asiatic lilies.
Oh, look at that. Here.
You see Louis' little design? He put rocks on top of rocks. He's crazy like that. But then I at the front of the house here, I do baskets everywhere. Mm-hmm. That stuff coming up.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh! So you have to like walk around the house constantly. Now this is why you're walking around the house to make look at everything, check it all out.
Exactly. I got hostas and everything coming up over here. Uh-huh. I put some more here. Uh huh. You know, and then I got. Of course, you got to have the lights. You see this deck that Luis built? This fancy deck.
Oh my gosh, that is fancy.
That's right.
He built that.
See, there's Luis right there.
Oh, hey, Luis. I saw Carmen, and I was like, "Boy, he's gotten small." Look at that. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, you're right. I'm always busy because even if I'm home, people are like, "Oh, she's probably home just relaxing." No. There's no relaxing in my vocabulary.
So of course you raise lettuce, right? Various lettuces.
Various.
What else?
I raise squash. Mm. So in Jamaica we call it here too. It's called calabasas. Squash.
Oh yeah, sure.
I don't really use honey nut or butternut as much. And actually that's what we had for dinner last night. I put it in rice.
Ah.
I put it in soup. And you know you have that with like your braised meat or whatever.
Right. No, I love squash that way.
Yeah. Yep. And so I have some of that growing carrots, broccoli. I got some broccoli from Grow Back Hudson.
Nice. Got any broccoli, Rob? Rob?
No, I don't have any broccoli, Rob, but I should because that stuff is delicious.
It is delicious. I love it. And I hated it as a kid. I was like, what is this?
Well, of course you did because it was something that adults ate.
Right.
You know what I used to hate as a kid?
Right.
I used to hate having on the side of my dinner plate, my mother made like oxtails. She would do this.
Right.
That oxtails, rice and peas,
right.
A little bit of cabbage. And she sliced tomatoes
separately
and put them on the other side. And I'm like, where's the rest of it? She's like, what do you mean? Like that. And I'm like, ew. Now I love it.
Yeah.
It just refreshes your palate.
Yeah. But I never liked, I also don't like putting hot and cold on the same plate.
Carmen, get out of the garden.
Yep.
Get out of there.
Do you raise any berries? Yep. Lost her again, I think. Do you raise any berries?
I'm sorry, Tom. What'd you say?
Do you grow any berries?
Yes, raspberries.
Ooh.
We have raspberries. We have some grapes.
Ooh.
And I don't know if they're grapes that can make wine, but we have grapes. You see what she's doing back there, right?
No.
I'm talking to Luis. Oh. You both answered the same way, no. Carmen, get your foot out of the sandbox.
Oh, boy.
For Pete's sake. What's that saying all about? Pete's sake. Why isn't it John's sake?
Yeah, who's Pete? Who is Pete? They do it like a Seinfeld thing. And who is Pete?
Yeah, yeah.
Who is this Pete character?
So what have you and Dot been up to? I mean, is Dot back?
Oh, yeah. She came back late Sunday night.
Begrudgingly.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think
I saw she had her sister in town, too. So her sister was visiting.
Oh, no. Her sister lives in Chicago. Her sister lives in Chicago.
Oh, that's nice. So she gets a twofer.
Yeah, and her sister moved to Chicago, but because the sister's two daughters moved to Chicago.
No.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, Regina's been, you know, has relatives there, which is nice. And unfortunately, this niece of mine, who I adored, passed away last year during the COVID, not from COVID.
Right.
But that was really sad because she's a young, beautiful woman, and she passed away at like 40, I think she was.
Sorry to hear that.
But her sister still lives in Chicago with her husband and two little girls. And Dorothy's sister lives there with her husband. So Regina's had, you know, relatives in Chicago.
So when she moves to the selected state of, what is it again, Illinois?
No, Missouri.
Indiana? What is
Missouri.
It again? Missouri. Jesus.
I know.
I don't even know anybody that moves to Missouri.
Well,
she moves to, I try to look it up to like kind of make things positive. I couldn't find anything to like come back.
No,
I was like,
there's
okay,
nothing.
Yep,
there's one. There are two cities on either edge. On the East Coast, I guess, is St. Louis, and on the West side is Kansas City. And Columbia, where she's going to be in a year, is right in the middle, and it's where the state university is, the main state university. That's why they're going there.
Right.
So it has, you know, it has what a university town has, but. You know, it's still kind of remote.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see when I get there someday. I don't know what it's going to be like. All I know is I looked at all. This is how obsessive I am, Miss Graham. I looked up all the restaurants. And all I could find were like fast food. Well, you know, student stuff. fast food.
Yeah, you were being a snob again.
Yeah,
huh?
Yes, I was.
Somebody's
yes,
again.
I was.
Oh man!
And like the Italian restaurants were like pizza and steak. It was hilarious, but it did seem like there might be some good Latin food, you know, like Mexican food and stuff like that. Who knows? Who knows? So just after, I did notice though that
where is she?
That there's some. This really great looking.
You left the shit outside?
Oh, hey, you're on the radio, remember?
Oh, sorry.
There's this store. You know, my daughter was all talk about obsessive. She was like, there's no Whole Foods anywhere nearby. And I was like, yeah. But there's this really, from what I can tell online, this really great health
local?
Food. Yeah, local kind of co-op organic store. You know, it looks really good. I mean,
well, maybe that'll be the unbrainwashing of Regina. Because
yeah, right.
For clarity, Whole Foods is not 100% organic.
I know. You know? And it's like that the guy who owns it's a creep. And
yeah, and it's not local either. Like,
it's not local,
not even local.
And it's not cheap.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's definitely not that.
I mean, she's hoping. You know, she does pretty well at Costco, believe it or not. So she's not a total snob. But you
I don't know. I've never been at Costco. I've done BJ's before.
Wow. Is there a Costco around here? I don't think there is one. I don't know if we have one that accessible around here. Probably one in Albany. Let's go to the, what do they call that thing? The internet. Costco.
Yeah, I think the nearest Costco is like, no, that's not even Kingston. Where would that be, Tom? Where is it? Pittsfield. Holy crap. Yeah, that's more than a hike, buddy. That's another state, isn't it?
Yeah, Pittsfield, Massachusetts, right. I'm getting the, I'm doing their little thing here. Where you?
What little thing is that?
Yeah, where you go to the thing and it says find a warehouse. One's in Brookfield. There's some in Connecticut, but that's a hike.
Brookfield and Massachusetts is about the same thing. I'd rather Massachusetts because when I go to Connecticut,
yeah.
I'm telling you, it's like the Bermuda Triangle, man. I have to go back three more times. The state is just either the state loves me or it wants to punish me. I'm not sure.
Well, is it? Yeah, yeah. I don't know what to tell you. I'm, you know, Connecticut. What is?
Yeah.
It? I'm going to be like Seinfeld again. Connecticut. What is it?
I like that one.
A time in Connecticut. I mean, lower Connecticut, down nearby where I used to live, is just a horror story because it's all these McMansions of, you know, Wall Street types.
Well, you know what I like? What I don't like about Connecticut is that the way they tax people there, my God. You're taxed on everything that has wheels, anything and everything.
Oh, yeah,
is taxed.
I don't know. Well, that's probably because they don't have an income tax, I don't think.
Is that what it is?
I think so. I'll go to the... You know this.
Let's do that, man.
Let me tell you something.
Let's make this a Google show.
You know this. This Google.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Why don't we try? Let's ask Bing.
Oh,
let's
Bing.
Bing it.
Let's do it. What taxes do you pay in Connecticut? Here we go.
Oh, that's a really smart way that you did that. You let them know what your search was going to be.
Oh, they do have it. Wait, I take it back. They do have an income tax. I thought they didn't for some reason. It's much lower, I think. Yeah, it looks like it might be lower. Is Connecticut a poor state? Are taxes higher in Connecticut or Massachusetts? What do you think? Guess. Take a guess.
I'm going to guess that it is higher in Connecticut.
Well, you're right. Although Massachusetts used to be called, as we all know, I remember this, Taxachusetts. Connecticut.
Did they call it that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Connecticut's income taxes for people making over $50,000 a year are higher than its neighbor to the north.
Wow.
There you go. Bah, it's amazing. This internet. Have you ever got on the internet?
I have not, but I'm going to have to try. I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's a marvelous thing.
The net.
But you
so
never
Tom, I hope I've inspired you to keep it going. This agreement that folks who are listening have with you giving the weekly update of what's to come.
Oh yeah. You think I'm not? You can't. Oh wait, I can't see your picture here. Look, here it is.
Hey, and Tom, also, we didn't do a shout out before. We were on the week before Mother's Day, or the same week as Mother's Day.
That's right.
We didn't give a shout out to all the mothers.
Right.
We didn't talk about your mother. We just kind of kept it light, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, because we had that Oakdale thing going on.
Oh, that's right, because we only had basically half a show of us. You know, the cool part, the part that people, you know, want to hear. No, that Oakdale thing was pretty good. It was pretty informative. And nicely, it was just like exactly an hour. In fact, Lynn, our stage manager, texted me after waiting, saying, nicely done. So there you have it.
Wicked.
But we didn't shout out our mothers. Yours, fortunately for you, is still alive. Mine's been gone for quite a while. But, you know, my wife's a mother. My daughter's a mother. I appreciate mothers. I had an up and down relationship with my mom. I mean, there were some points where I was her favorite without a doubt, which I think led to its own set of problems. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, when you're the last one, you have to appreciate it, because you're like, every time you look at that, you know, that one kid, you're like.
Well, let me correct you. I was third. The last one came much later, and even she realized he was a total
I thought you were the youngest, Tom.
I was the youngest of the first three. And then my third brother came.
The first three. What did you have?
There were four of us. And then the fourth one came like 8 years later. So he wasn't really, we weren't really.
8 around. Years?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, my mother was shooting to be like you.
Yeah.
She had a bunch of miscarriages between me and the fourth one.
You know, and I saw something on TikTok, which was really nice, where they highlighted mothers who even, who had lost children. So they, you know, and mothers who had tried to have kids, but they can't. They kind of went through the whole phase, because that's all of motherhood. Motherhood isn't just the ones that come out of you and that are like giving you lip. You know what I mean? It's also the ones that didn't make it. It's also ones that died early. You know, it's a bunch of things, you know? So it's like,
I know it's not just, the ones that managed to survive and, you know, bring you presents.
And mothers, by the way, keep the world going, you know?
They sure do.
I was listening to. I know you don't like me to hear me say this, but I was listening to NPR, and there was this really good.
That's okay.
I was in between stations. It was that time when the WJXC station does this kind of weird. You know.
That's deliberate, by the way. That's.
I know it is. Tell what it is. Tell.
It's their it's transmission arts. You know, they do this kind of sound stuff that some people don't get, and you know, I like it sometimes if I'm trying to, you know, go insane.
I was going to say, you fibber.
That's interesting.
That's okay. Shout out to the artists that are taking the time to make weird art.
Right, you know, exactly. There you go. That's a perfect response.
Yeah. I don't want to yuck anybody's yum on any genre, platform,
right,
or anything.
Exactly. Equal everything here. Everybody's
that's
welcome.
That's right.
Everybody's welcome.
That's right. Everyone and everything.
Everything.
So, back at it.
Yeah.
So we're talking about, we're on the WJXC show, folks. If you change your dial and happen to come upon these voices, you know, like, what are they talking about? Pretty much nothing.
And we try to make each other laugh.
Yeah.
Well, I try to make you laugh because you have a better laugh that just is, people can just tune in to hear you laugh, you know? That's what
Thanks,
I should.
Tom.
You know, when we get back, that's what I got to do is record your laugh, and then we can check, use it as like a, you know what I mean?
Yeah. A little. Whenever we want to laugh about something. Right. I listen to a podcast that does that, and it's like they have one that goes, message, you know?
Hey, speaking of our rivals, so to speak, I know you weren't, but yesterday I caught a bunch of the drive through show. Ha ha ha. It's called Drive Time, but I like to call
it Drive Time.
I know, Drive Through. You can get a burger and fries.
It's better than me. I say drive by. I'm like,
I get in trouble for saying that. They were having technical problems and they're making fun of each other's internet. And it really, the sound quality was really bad, I got to tell you, most of it. Yeah. So that's, I don't know why I'm saying it, just to, I guess, throw some shade, as you would maybe say.
Oh, that's a nice one, that you actually acknowledge that it is shade.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
But I got to say that they don't get it. They won't, this shade won't last long because, you know, as you know, WGXC has made a platform of providing really great content really cheaply. I don't know how they managed to do it.
I know. It is amazing, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I guess that's like, you know, people probably hear us and say, they sound like amateurs. Well, guess what? We are. We don't get paid. Nobody gets paid except a couple of the staff members who do the real hard work.
Right. The heavy lifting.
Yeah. And, you know, you got that amazing couple over there in Acre, Tom Rowe and Galen, Joseph Hunter. And they're married, by the way. And they have a lovely daughter who, by the way, is a teenager now, which is amazing. I mean, she's been here, you know, I mean, it's just like weird. I don't know. I saw kids growing up before I moved here. But somehow I never realized how long I've been here that I've actually seen kids grow up a lot.
Yeah, once you realize that passes, you're like, wow,
right?
You know, because even mine, now that they're driving and they're out there making money, not paying any rent, of course, you know.
Well, that won't last long, knowing you. Okay,
well, you're right
kid.
About that.
Yeah, you're gonna
you're
like.
Right about that.
I know. It's like, okay, how much you making? Okay, I think this percentage is the right bet to kick into the house.
No, you know what it is. Right. I want to give people them the opportunity to have consideration, right?
Mm-hmm.
To be responsible, and then also to also hang themselves a little bit, because I mean, you know, I'm a scrub, for God's sake.
Yeah,
I gotta do that too.
Yeah.
I remember when I was growing up with my mom, I gave her money for the cable bill because it was valuable to me.
Oh, interesting.
I gave her money for the food bill because I wanted certain things, and in order to ensure that I would get those things, it required investing in it, right?
Excellent.
So I've always practiced investing in the things that I believe in or the things that I love.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, for me, the tourism board, I think traveling is important. I think being in a place where people travel to is also crucially important. When you think about the effects that your little city can have on someone who's coming from another place, that responsibility is on all of us.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about when you were talking about giving your mother money for stuff, and I realized when I was a kid and doing paper routes and had some money, this will seem totally consistent with what you know about me. You know what I did with it?
You gave it to your mama.
No.
I bought books.
I bought lunch. Because,
you
know.
The best prosciutto.
Right.
My mother wasn't going to buy it. Right.
She's going to give me some crappy, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like, no, I'm stopping at the deli and getting all. Look who joined us. Look up there.
Rebecca Boer.
She's also on the move. She's also
Hello.
On the move. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Where are you?
I'm on the move, everyone.
Where are you? Can you tell us? I see a city light.
I am on First Street. Passing by Sam's Market right now.
Oh.
Okay.
Stopping in for a quick treat.
Actually, I just had a sandwich.
Oh, where?
From Yummy Kitchen.
Oh, nice.
They sell sandwiches?
Yeah, they do those.
Oh, my gosh. Do they?
What?
It's just rice and chicken. What do you have?
No, they have banh mi, and then they have the karaage chicken sandwich, which is basically just like deep fried chicken. It's very good.
Yeah.
I'm a chicken snob. I'm a chicken snob, so I can't eat chicken from every place.
I understand. They actually have a sign that says chicken prices have doubled. And
what?
So they had to raise their prices because chicken prices have doubled. But they raised their prices $1.
That's an outrage.
During the pandemic, a lot of people started to raise their own chickens. And there's a small market now of people like being chicken snobs and like, you know, like doing all these things with chickens. So, the supply and demand has shifted a little bit on the chicken front. And also pork has gone up as well because there's been a little infestation of disease of some sort.
Oh,
so
really?
Now the pig economy has to battle that. And, you know, now the pig that is out there, it's got to be treated very gently.
Hey,
and
Rebecca,
the medical costs for pigs are expensive.
Can you see the picture of Cela? Cece?
Wait, what?
Oh, can you see her? Yeah, I mean, the Zoom picture. Because it looks like she has three arms.
Wait, what?
That
I am Ganesh.
Yeah, that arm holding the microphone is not hers.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm just... Look at this, everyone.
Let's see.
I'm looking at a picture. What, you're going to show us something?
Bus stop.
No
what
stop.
What bus stop is that?
I know. The one that comes
Let's
every...
Let's talk about that.
It comes.
What bus stop?
I don't know. Once a month, maybe.
Oh, you know which one is? That's the one that goes to Albany. It's actually pretty regular.
Oh, okay.
When are we gonna get a nice, cool,
trolley
electric bus that takes people to Code Green?
Oh.
When that's going to happen.
Well, when you get on the council, you can make that happen.
Lobby for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really important because I actually had to learn how to drive to go to Code Green.
Is that true? Really?
Well, hasn't that broadened your lifestyle, though? Hasn't that brought your lifestyle and quality of life up?
I am not complaining. I just mean not everyone has access to a car.
Maintaining a car is expensive. It's not cheap.
It really is.
You're right. But here's the thing. If you compare America's car ownership to like another country, let's say England, for instance, the British America, for instance, it is astronomically cheaper to own a car in America than it is over there.
Well, that's good.
There's a lot that goes into it. A lot.
Is that maybe because we value it more?
They've made walkable cities. That's the answer. They've made walkable cities.
And they'll drive around those little tiny things, you know, like little cars and mopeds.
Small people carriers.
Yeah.
They don't have that many people carriers as my crew would need.
Right. And they don't have so many people who want those 4x4 trucks all the time.
The gas levels.
That makes sense. Although my cousin, he lives in Manchester in the UK.
Yeah.
And he came here and he wanted to get a rental car. And the only rental car that he wanted to get was the Dodge Charger. He was like, that's the coolest American car.
Well, it is. I mean, that's kind of a muscle car. That's kind of cool.
I'm not going to lie to you. My son went to, we went on vacation in Miami and that's what he picked also, a Charger.
Really?
Yeah, he was going like over by Catterskill up 23. And I was like, oh my gosh. I'm always like going 20 miles per hour on that road.
Yeah.
Oh, who's that?
That's Carmen.
That's Carmen.
Carmen!
Carmen, they're saying hi.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, Carmen.
So it's blue skies today.
It's beautiful out there.
I'm so sad that we're not out there with you, Rebecca. We had made this plan, and the geezer forgot. I thought he was going to text me this morning and say, hey, where are we linking up? Where are we linking up at? Yeah, he didn't link up.
Where are we going to go to Rev?
Well, that's a possibility. You know, while you're out
on the road.
Hey, while you're out there, why don't you stop at Rev and ask Jerry if we can use his front there next week?
Okay, I will.
Okay?
That doesn't sound too clean, but you could also, he also was thinking about that new coffee shop.
Yeah, because maybe we'll go to the Hudson Roastery just to give them a little boost.
Okay.
One or the other. Rebecca's,
you know
what? Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say you got ants on your face.
Oh, yes. My mask, so the listeners know, has a little patch that has ants on it.
That's very cute.
Because sometimes you get antsy, you know?
Yeah, there you
I
go.
I get antsy all the time.
I was just going to say. You're talking to the.
So, question.
Okay.
You know that little pocket park between 4th and 3rd?
4th and 3rd pocket park.
The little one with that building that I literally haven't seen in use since like 2010 Winter Walk.
Are you talking about the one that's across from the Hudson Hall?
Yeah.
Yeah, down below. Okay. Yeah. What about it?
Yeah.
You remember there used to be screenings here?
Yes.
You were here when that used to happen?
Yeah,
yes.
I loved it.
TSL and Linda Musman did it.
Mike Mosby used to do it. Who I see right now.
Who?
No, Mike Mosby didn't do it. It was Linda Musman.
He did, once upon a time.
Yeah, he did some too, I think, at one point.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yep.
But the guys from the 10th are investigating doing it again.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, there's someone skateboarding right now in there.
Someone what? Stapling?
Skateboarding.
Oh, skateboarding. Really? How can you skateboard?
Why not?
Oh, down the side.
But there's down the side.
Yeah, I forgot.
Oh, there's Mike Mosby right there. What up, Mike? Who else is there? Is that Reggie? Is that Reggie too?
Yeah, Reggie's here. Mike's here. I'm on the radio. I got it.
How about doing an interview? Do a little interview.
Interview here.
Ocean is here. I'm on the radio. Yes, WGXC.
Hey.
Welcome.
I don't know how.
How do you feel today in the city of Hudson, New York?
I feel really warm. I feel pretty opulent. Just putting up some flyers for my new yoga class that I'm offering.
Show us, sir. Show us the flyers.
Let's find the flyers. Where are they? Are they up there?
Show us some yoga.
All right, here we go. I'm getting the flyer live.
Okay,
flyer
cool.
Action. We got a couple of things up here, and I'm not sure which one is the right one. Oh, here we go.
We got a person on the street here on WGXC.
We got Zatik Yoga and Healing Arts.
Ah,
it's
nice.
Zatik.
It's a Zoom class.
A Zoom class for yoga.
We have PS21's Movement Without Borders.
Wow.
We got the Park Theater, which already happened.
Well, that's
I was there. I checked it out.
Oh, the show last week?
I haven't seen any footage from that.
It was wild.
Was it?
Yeah.
How was Pam, by the way? I know Pam Grande who performed. What's she
Pam
like?
Pam rocks.
Really? Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a lot of... you know what I'm like, you know?
No.
I like guitar. I play the electric guitar.
Oh, that's right. You perform sometimes.
Yeah, I'm a musician, you know? You've had me play on the Thursday afternoon show.
We did?
Yeah.
I know. You were great.
Jams in the Hamlet, which is a Hillsdale summer concert series.
Oh, cool.
You know, I was at a tourism board meeting recently, and I heard some talk of the possibility of Reggie putting something on.
Yeah, Reggie and CD?
Yeah. And CD.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one very incredible DJ.
Oh, really? Too. Well, yeah, idea
he's got some funk in his soul.
Yeah.
He's very good.
They're
very
supposed talented. To come up with a project for this summer of activating music in the pocket parks is, I think, the project.
I've always hoped, you know, I've really hoped for a, you know, annual music gathering festival. You know, and we had the Hudson Music Festival once upon a time.
Yep.
And I felt like it wasn't necessarily as inclusive.
Yeah, that was a big criticism. That's true.
Many acts that we could have. So
look at that sign.
Chad Reckler was trying something out though. You know what? Chad Reckler did something that he gave us the opportunity to see that it was possible.
Right.
Yeah. So all its shortcomings, you have to look for the silver lining, right? Oh, right?
So true. Yes. Don't yuck the yum.
That should be our thing. Don't yuck the yum.
You see how consistent I am with that?
Yes, you are. You are.
Every time.
Cece, you're making me a better person. You're making me a better person.
It's a lifestyle. Don't yuck the yum.
Facts.
Yep. Look behind Rebecca. There's the sign for the show from last week. Oh, no. That's
Here we go. Right behind my head.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
What? Look at the tape they used for that. That was kind of ridiculous.
You see that? Taping scenario.
Big thick duct tape to put up a poster.
Duct tape.
But honestly, this building is not getting any love.
I know.
I gotta tell you though, what's surprising to me about the tape is that if someone's walking around with that tape, I would be very leery. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Right.
That tape doesn't have a good reputation.
Exactly. Tape it over a mouth, couple of hands together.
Oh, like, you know, abductions, kidnapping.
Oh, no, duct tape, no.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think of it like, don't put it on any electronic cord or else it'll get stuck on them forever.
Yeah, right?
But hey,
you're talking about that building. I happen to remember when it came before the planning board. I was on the planning board, and the guy who owns it wanted to tear it down because it's in bad shape. Right now, it can't be inhabited.
I went inside once at a winter walk many years ago, and I was like, I love this place. There was some dance thing happening.
Yep, I remember that.
And there was like a projection, and I loved it.
I remember that year.
Yeah.
And my question to you to ask is, why is it not something that can be repaired within a reasonable budget?
It could be, but the guy doesn't want to do it, I guess.
So does he still own it?
Yeah,
what he's doing right now, he's being passive aggressive.
Well,
I guess.
If you go to there's that building. And then to the east, there's an empty lot.
Hey,
that he
owns.
Oh,
I'm good.
Reggie.
I'm just on the radio.
Yeah, let's
get
Reggie on. Tell Reggie to.
You're on the radio.
Yeah, hey, Reggie.
Do you want to say anything on air?
It's CC and Tom.
It's CC and Tom, Reggie.
That's a fact.
It's CC and Tom. You know these two?
CC and
me.
Yes,
look at this.
You know me.
Look at these.
Friends and neighbors, that's where it's at.
That's Reggie Madison, folks. The one and only Reggie Madison. Artist, entrepreneur.
Reggie. My mic.
Hey.
Yes,
so
you see
the wall you're next to there?
Yes.
He owns that property behind there, too. And then he owns the building that you're approaching
this
next.
This one you're talking about. Yep. Hold on. Here we go.
Right.
Yeah, there's basically a whole lot back here.
I know.
Let's talk about this. A city, you know, in the crisis.
I got to tell you guys, I know the history of that building because I remember having the last party that was held. That used to be the VFW, the local VFW.
Really?
Wow. Wait, really?
Yep. Yep.
That's and, so cool.
No, I said, I said really first, Rebecca.
Well, we just said really, really. We said really,
okay.
Really together.
Okay, okay.
They had the best fried chicken going. I got to tell
Wait,
you.
Wait, really?
Really?
I don't know if they did it there, but, you know. Well, one of the best. They had one of the best. We also had Kennedy's, which was right on
this
that
is,
side.
Oh,
right.
This is what Tom needs.
Yeah.
That's right.
I, hey.
But it's not going to cost him a nickel. He's got too many mommy issues. Okay.
just for all those listeners out here, that was an American Glory joke. And if you live here, then you know what we're talking about.
Psychiatric help, 5 cents. I am a Charlie
Only
Brown
five
character.
Cents for it.
I am a Charlie Brown character.
I did see the gazebo or the with this. Hello. I've been good. I'm just on the radio right now.
Is that Jerry?
Rebecca, you know you can't walk in Hudson and talk on the radio, right? You're going to get stopped every 5 minutes.
That's great.
I thought you were saying that it was against the law or something.
No.
No.
Who knows?
Do you see what I'm pointing at today?
Oh,
the yurt.
The structure.
Yeah. And so I saw it in action the other night. And I looked for 1 second, and it just said body bag on it. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay. And I had to like readjust, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Understandably.
Yeah. Look at this beautiful church.
Yeah, right.
Didn't they get a grant?
Yeah.
A preservation grant?
It's partial, yeah.
Oh.
They got a roof problem.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you need did you pass near spot?
Who doesn't?
Did you just pass Buddy Doug?
No. Okay. What? Yeah, hey, come on. Between 4th and City Hall Place.
Okay, let me know when you're passing by. I want to know if they have a book in.
Oh, okay, I can go ask. Cece, you need anything from this street I'm on?
You're muted, Cece. There you go.
If they got some of that new kombucha, I'll stop in.
Okay, all right, I'll find out. There was someone I spoke to who asked me the one thing that they wanted me to do was to get the Spotty Dog back open again.
I know. I love browsing new books.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm good. How are you? Let's talk about Musica. You remember Musica?
I remember Musica.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that was it. That's
a cool place.
He's now in Nolens. He's in Nolens.
He is. Yep.
What street is he on, too? I went there once upon a time.
I did, too. My niece lives there. She got married there.
Oh, look at who I found.
Who?
Look at this little guy.
Oh.
He's just sitting here.
Yeah.
He's just sitting here all alone outside the white wheel.
What is that?
If anybody with a kid wants to bring a little joy into their life for a second, there's a little baby sloth just sitting here.
A baby Cece?
A baby sloth. What? Oh, my gosh. What is that joke?
Well, what is that thing?
How are you doing? Nice to see you. I'm out here. What?
Wow, you are an excellent street reporter, let me tell you.
Oh, guess what, though?
What?
So, seeing the old police station turn into the current Finch has made me really
Hoffman did a damn good job. Michael Hoffman did a damn good job.
On what?
On the building.
On the building. Michael Hoffman?
Yeah.
That's
one of the owners of Finch.
Oh, I thought you meant the person running for treasurer.
Different Michael Hoffman. No. Yeah.
Oh.
And Michael Hoffman won one F.
Oh,
maybe the other
guy
has one F too. I don't know.
But I was thinking about it, and I was just thinking, you know, I remember hearing that there's some sort of tours happening soon. And just the idea of having a tour of all of the places that used to be, you know?
Oh.
I feel like I've learned so much from, like...
Yeah. Did you ever...
John Cody on the planning board, he knows all these places that used to be. And I thought it'd be so cool to be able to like walk through and say, this used to be that.
Yeah. No, it is.
Well, you know, you can't, it wouldn't be singular because there's so many things that a building used to be.
Right.
You'd be there. You'd be standing there for about 15 minutes flipping through all the pictures.
And I don't know if you guys saw the exhibit a while back of Lynn Davis's photos from 1995, where she went up and down the street and took photos pretty much of every building. And very few of them look anything like today. It's a great exhibit.
I would love to see that. Because I always go to Photos by Gibson.
Yeah.
And
that's cool,
one of my favorite places to go. And then also, I really want to dive into the library archives.
I think
the library archives is excellent.
Yeah. So you're at Spotty Dog now? It looks like you're at Spotty Dog.
I'm at Spotty Dog. So what do you need me to ask?
Ask them if they have the new Alison Bechdel book.
Okay. Hello.
How long would it take you to cut through that book?
Not long. It's a, you know.
Hey, Kelly.
Afternoon read? Is it an afternoon read?
It is.
So,
is it Kelly?
Kelly, I'm on air. I'm on air. WGXC 90.7.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Kelly. It's Tom and Cece.
Afternoon show. Tom and Cece.
Hi, Kelly.
And he's looking for a book by Alison
Bechdel.
Bechdel. Do you have a new book? And okay, so let's just talk about this. The Spotty Dog, Hudson, New York. Kelly has made this work over the course of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah.
And this is a new book.
Yep.
It just came out.
Yes.
Guess where it is? It's literally right here. It's waiting for you.
There it is. There it is. Oh, could you please?
Can you read the title? Can you read the title, Rebecca?
The Secret to Superhuman Strength. CrossFit with Alison Bechdel. Just kidding.
Of course, it's not about CrossFit.
No, it's about CrossFit. Alison Bechdel wrote Fun Home, if you know that book. Very popular.
And Cece wanted to know if there's kombucha.
Well, I have kombucha in a can. Our tap kombucha, because our refrigerator died, is probably over fermented and all.
No.
But the kombucha sat for long enough that it's probably, well, I know that it's not drinkable.
Yeah.
We are getting another keg, but I don't have it.
Okay, so we've got cans, but we don't have taps. That's okay, though.
So can you put that book aside for me, please?
Oh, can we put the book aside for Tom? And he'll be in to get it.
I have another request. Well, she's... what did she? Does
now
she?
Now he's got another request. Okay.
Oh my this God. Is more controversial. Does she have the Philip Roth? Does she have the big Philip Roth biography that they're actually asking?
Do you have the big Philip Roth biography?
No.
No. The answer is
Who's
no.
Who's Philip Roth? Let's talk about.
You know, he's the guy who wrote Portnoy's Complaint and all that kind of
stuff. You had to take it out.
No, the publisher already is not publishing it anymore.
The publisher is not publishing it anymore.
Well, the question is, did you have it and have to send it back?
Did you have it and have to send it back?
No, I had it and sold it.
Oh.
Ah.
So whoever has it now has a classic.
Yeah. Yeah, they.
What's so scandalous about it?
The guy who wrote it is being heavily me too'd as a real creep.
Oh, damn.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Kelly, thank you so much. Always. I'll see you soon.
Thank you, Kelly. Bye. We'll be back.
Bye, Kelly. We'll be back. Thank you so much. Just so everyone, all the listeners know, this actual radio shows used to take place at the Spotty Dog.
Oh, yeah. We would do it. Oh, no. That was...
I interviewed Garrett Roche, who is a longtime listener and a fervorous advocate for local radio.
Yes.
I interviewed him for the first time. I think it was 2015, and in the Spotty Dog, you know?
Yeah. No, in fact, back in the Ellen days, we did quite a few shows from there.
Do you remember? Oh, wait, what's going on? Hey! Hi. Hi. How you doing? Nice to see you. I know. Thank you. Yes, as you know, I like bright colors. I also like to think of my fashion as, like, one could say dad chic. No, dad, I'm not shabby. No, I'm not shabby.
You should have seen the outfit. Was it yesterday you had that fancy jacket and shirt on? I think it was. Oh, look at that one. Is that a different one?
Same one.
Oh.
So I was reading this thing, and it was telling me about how often you should wash your clothes.
I read that, too.
Right?
Was that in New York Times?
I don't even, honestly.
I forgot where I saw it. I was appalled.
I was like, five times for pants you wear?
No, I saw 10, and I saw 2 to 4 times for shirts, depending.
Yeah.
Wait, so what are you saying? They say... Don't wash it that often.
Yeah.
Oh,
Basically, like to conserve resources.
If you think about it, as a laundress, I can tell you that I've done some tricks of the trade and taught people who were on fixed incomes or wanted to just kind of be more eco-friendly how to do that. And if you have a pair of jeans that you wear, like Tom wears these jeans, these Roys all the time, these corduroys, what you do when you take them off is you
I do not own any corduroys.
You shake them out.
Oh, I know this.
You fold them up. and you get a plastic bag, you put them in the plastic bag and put them in your freezer or your fridge.
Oh, yeah. This is the
and
thing.
It, what it does is it neutralizes, it'll kill anything that was on it. So all if there's ticks on it, it'll be dead. Right. All the bacteria. And then because it's in plastic, it's not contaminating any food that's in the freezer or fridge. And I would say freezer versus fridge.
Yeah, I meant freezer.
Freezer over fridge, yeah. And then you take it out the next day and, you know, you're back in business. You could just hang that back up, actually. You wouldn't even need to wear it again, but you could just hang it up. And for shirts, I'm going to say, depending on if you're a heavy sweater or not, you know, if you, that all depends. That's really up in the air, because I just have a thing where if I see a pit stain, it's not happening. But anyway, you can also do something handy.
Pits, I haven't heard that phrase names. We used to talk about pit stains, yeah.
The boys like it too, Tom.
Yeah.
The boys like that word too.
I know.
You're such a boy.
I know.
So we got a lot of development going on here.
I know we do.
They even talked about bras. Did you see the bras, Rebecca, that they talked about?
Oh, yeah. I saw that once a month.
Yeah, once a month. That couldn't be walking out on its own after that.
I know.
That's what they used to say, you know, about my blue jeans. They'd stand up by themselves.
I like that joke. Oh, gosh. You see the Barlow's getting a makeover?
Yeah, what do you think of those colors?
Who's getting a makeover?
The Barlow Hotel.
You want to see?
It's like lavender and purple.
There's trash all over the ground.
Rebecca, tell her what colors it is.
I will not only tell you, but I will show you. This is a nice little graying periwinkle.
I love periwinkle. Severe
royal blue.
Okay.
You can't really tell from here that it's periwinkle, but I appreciate it.
Yeah,
it looks gray, but it's actually like a tint of blue. Like, it's like periwinkle mixed with gray.
Yeah. But they're going to have to change their overhang there, whatever you call that thing.
What, their dumpster?
No, the entrance cover. Whatever.
Am I? Yeah. That was. That's green. Not.
It's green.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that they are changing it. All I know is what they came forward at the.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. With all that inside information.
Yeah, you know, but it's not inside info.
I know. It's public.
Anyone that wants to talk about it with me, you know, I'll talk for hours.
Right. Oh, yeah.
When we started, I don't stop.
Yep. Yep, yep.
Oh,
yep.
Something new.
What?
Okay, so it's called Proprietor's Handmade Vintage.
Oh, what do you think? Clothes?
I don't know, but it's next to the DMV.
Oh.
Come over here, Cruz. You got to tell people what you're doing. So I'm going to have my son come on. Cruz, we got Cruz Luis Wood Products owner here.
Oh.
This is the radio. They can't really see you more than they can hear you.
Yeah, they can't see anything.
Hey, Cruz, how you doing?
Cruz is going to. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Cruz is going to be riding his bike from Claverack to Hudson for the first time ever.
Uh huh.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Cool.
When did you do it before without my knowledge?
Uh oh.
During the summer. Where was I? Okay, so I'm scared to death because there's so many construction trucks.
Oh, I know.
And so many bad people texting while driving. You know, but he's got his helmet. You got a reflector type
he's
of thing.
Putting on the sunscreen.
He's just putting on fragrance. I think he's gonna meet him with a girl.
Don't embarrass him. What's her name?
No, we can't do
that. I know, I'm kidding.
Privacy. Well,
privacy.
We preserve privacy like a true
Scorpio.
Right. We don't dox anybody.
That's right. With Carmen.
Be careful. Wow. Is he going to take 23?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
He's going to take nine. He's going to take 9H. Hit 23.
Right. Oh man.
I used to bike over there all the time. It's like you have to make sure you're on the right side of the road. You know.
When you say on the right side of the road, what does that mean?
So you make sure that you're driving or you're biking on the side of the road where the cars can see you, right? You bike on the, maybe I forgot.
I'll explain it. You tell me if I'm right or wrong. Should he bike against traffic or with traffic?
I thought you bike.
Again.
I actually don't know. I thought it was with traffic, but now I'm thinking it's against traffic.
But if you ride against traffic, you can see the cars.
Should I ask someone?
If we had a biker, do you have a biker?
I'm just on air with WDXC. How you doing? Would you like to be on the radio for a second?
Radio? What's it about?
Quick question.
We're talking about biking. Do you bike?
Bike?
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, just normal
like bicycle, yeah.
I mean, yeah, occasionally.
So when you're bicycling, when you're biking down the road, do you want to be on the side that the cars are on? Do you want to be going with the cars or away from the cars? Does that make sense?
No, that's not the way you pose it.
Yeah.
It's that's against traffic or with traffic.
You go with them.
Yeah. I mean, I think they tell you to drive towards them, technically, so they can see you. But, I mean, I like to drive with them. But I think you're supposed to drive towards traffic or something weird like that so they can see you.
All right.
Yeah. I can't remember. But...
Okay. Yeah. Well, they've concurred that you're right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. No
Thank
problem.
You so much. Have a good day.
Here's the odd thing. No, because here's the odd thing. There's cars on both sides.
That's,
so that way he just said it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Emma,
if somebody's listening and wants to text in or call Tom or, you know. No, don't leave yet. Because you're supposed to leave when we leave so that we can be together in case something happens to you.
Come on, Ma.
I want you to down.
Ma.
He's 14. I can't lose any of my kids. Listen, do you
He's
have that
14.
That doesn't mean anything.
Tom. What?
Oh, I was talking to Tom. I just want to get someone else on the air for a second here. Oh, we got, I think we got Brian Herman over here.
Oh, boy.
Hey, we're on the radio, Brian. Oh, don't say anything fishy.
He takes his bicycle. Ask him. Hey, Brian. Brian, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Brian, no, he can't hear you.
Oh, of course not.
So, Brian, question for you. Yeah. So, when you're taking your bicycle down the road,
yes.
Do you want to be going with traffic or against traffic?
No, there's a rule on that.
There's the rule on that, right?
And what's the answer?
There's a different rule, I think, in a rural road and in an urban road.
There's a different rule. Can you hear him?
Yes, we can hear him.
Okay. So,
but I forget what, which is which.
Ah!
That's two. We all forgot. I forgot too.
And I think, but maybe... In a rural environment, you go with the traffic, and in the city, you start to go against the traffic. How's that sound?
That sounds like a load of good ideas.
And he's a lawyer.
And he's a lawyer, Brian Herman, City Heights in New York.
Look at that.
Okay, Tom, we are on air. WDXC Live.
Oh, Tommy boy.
Tommy.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
See. And he was dancing.
What's up? What's up?
All right, if any of you cars out here are listening to us, please pull over. Oh, wait, Sam, what's up? Oh, we got an avid radio listener.
Are you serious? Right. Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, right now.
Oh, hey.
Hey, whoever you are.
That's great.
Yeah, right?
Hey, how you doing? Have a good day. He said you too, just so you know. It wasn't unsolicited that they did respond to me.
Very cool.
It wasn't like you put your high five up in the air and no one comes back.
Right. Oh, that's such an embarrassment.
Are you the street representative right now?
I don't know what's happening. I just kind of logged in and we've been going up the street since about First Street. That's you know?
Nice. Yeah, we got it's the person on the woman on the street interviews.
Yeah. Here, get in here.
Oh, hey, Tommy boy!
What's up?
Woo,
what's
woo, woo.
Hey, what's good? It's good to see your
what's
face.
What's happening? How's it going? Nice to see you too, babe.
What do you know?
What do we know?
I'm just asking a question about biking. Tommy, do you bike a lot?
Yeah, he does. I've seen.
Oh, my bike has got. My bike was stolen.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
City of Hudson, two times.
Oh, let's turn this show into a bike.
Two times.
Refinding mission.
But it's all good. I want to bike more.
Okay.
So we're,
we have a question. Go ahead, Tom. Yeah. Ask the question.
We're asking a question to people on the street who do use a bicycle. When you're in the city, do you bike with the traffic or against the traffic?
Against traffic.
Always with.
There you go. I think
with
he's
traffic,
right.
With traffic.
Yes.
With.
You can't see who's coming behind
yeah,
you.
Yeah, right.
I know. Finally figured it out.
You have to.
That's the law.
That's the law.
Yeah. That's the law.
That's the law.
So, Corner. Tom, the reason why we asked that is because my son, who's 14, he's going to be going. He's going to be going out on the road from 9H. He's going to go from 9H to 23 into Hudson, from Claverack to Hudson.
Okay.
And Cece's very nervous.
Nervous.
Cece's
no,
nervous.
No, he's got to go with.
Yeah, he's got to
go with.
He said you got to go with traffic.
If, If at any point he needs any assistance, just call on the WGFC 90.7 FM radio crew.
And you got the, you got to download it?
Colorful clothing, too. Colorful clothing.
He said you got to wear colorful clothing. You don't have colorful clothing on. You're going to go switch out right now. Thanks, Tom.
Put something yellow on.
A white shirt. Put on a white shirt.
A white shirt, a yellow shirt.
Yeah, yeah, white shirt, on, yellow, green.
Yeah, one of the...
We're gonna go.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, Tom.
They say thank you. They tell. They said right. Thank you. They love you. Two they said you're right the best there. Dancer right. in the whole town.
She's not a friend of the sun.
You're listening to WGXC, folks, 90.7 FM, Acre Catskill, Hudson.
So everyone, you heard it here first, but I am going to be staying at the Half Moon. Do do do.
Wait, did you say Tommy?
Put on your adventure strap.
Tommy's going to DJ.
No, I'm DJing.
Oh, really? What's your DJ name?
No, it's on my mat.
What's 114?
I'll be right back.
I thought you said it was 145.
Okay, hold on. Let me.
Not yet.
Okay.
Ah, yes. So now we have made it full circle, almost kind of full circle to
Rev.
the barriers.
Who's it? I don't have the thing again. It went away. Hold on.
Look.
Okay, I got it.
To the concrete barriers. So I am going to do a concrete barrier test right now.
What's you're going to what?
I'm going to test them.
With what? You're going to run into them?
With my hands. I'm going to. So they're pretty sturdy.
I'll see.
You can hear that.
Yeah, you know how much they weigh? 2,400 pounds. 2,400 pounds.
You have water.
Someone just saw me do this. So, yeah, just so you can hear that, people, these are very heavy blocks. And
yeah.
So we just kind
of water.
I've been carrying them into place.
You carried them?
Yeah. Well, you know, I do CrossFit.
You better stop lying about that, but you carrying some cinder blocks. You carry cinder blocks. You carrying
no... All right,
check this out. Check this out.
What do we got?
Civic duty.
Yeah, I used to do that a lot until COVID. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, I got my hand sanitizer.
Yeah, okay. Well, use it right after you pick that up.
So what else is going on? I picked it up from the bottom. It's fine.
Yeah.
So, pick up that straw.
Yeah.
So, were you talking to me, Cece?
No.
No, I just washed the dishes.
Pick up that straw, Rebecca.
Look,
did you see
I just washed the dishes, and look at this already. I washed the dishes. It's full. But then look at this again.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's because
it's like it never ends.
So many what? Children?
So many amazing humans.
You know,
you
I think I'll probably get more gratitude from raising dogs.
Honestly,
you ever see how grateful? You ever see how grateful Sparky is at the end of the day with Dot?
It's I am with me. And with me.
Whatever, Tom.
His name is Sparky Heil.
Yeah, that was
outside?
That really annoyed me. By the way,
look where we are at Rev now.
When she posted an Instagram account in the name of Sparky Heil, let me tell you, I was pissed.
Did she change it to Heil or DiPietro?
No.
You should hyphen it.
Hold on. That's true. Maybe I'll get her to do that.
Yeah, that's what I said. Look, this is Cruz. He's on his bike.
Oh, there he goes. There he goes.
Cruz. Hey, Jerry. So, live on the radio right now.
Hey, Jerry.
Jerry just walked away.
Oh, really? He's not a radio. Yeah.
No. He's the best. He's the best. Yeah. It's not video, though. Don't worry, Jerry.
Your dress is going to go on Hudson.
So, we wanted to ask if they could do the show here next week.
Out in front.
Okay.
Can we bring my
He said, yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. We're going to go there next week.
Okay.
I don't want to leave.
They kicking you out?
No, I love it here. You know.
Where's Carmen?
I'll be right back. I'm just gonna until I'm done with this. You know.
Okay. Oh my gosh! It's already 5:25, folks. Here in the HUD. Beautiful day in the HUD.
Plus, are you having fun?
Right.
So, if anyone wants to hang out, I'm outside of Rev.
It's 70 degrees out there, by the way, folks. 70 degrees. Oh my gosh. That is great. Maybe I'll head down to the Half Moon after this and have a slice for dinner.
Pizza for dinner.
Yeah, I know. That's a bad idea, I know. Actually,
no, that's not a bad idea. There's no bad ideas.
There's no bad ideas. Really?
No, that's not
really?
No. When it comes to, there's no bad ideas.
That's not true.
When it comes to pizza.
There you go.
Right.
Much
when it
better.
Comes to pizza.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
I know you did.
There's definitely bad ideas.
So you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, folks, or WGXC.org on the great interweb net. And it's me, Tom DiPietro, CC Graham, my co-host, and our BFF guest, perennial guest, Rebecca Borer, who's out there on the streets of Hudson. Hey, if you want to be interviewed, folks, stop over at Rev out front, and there's Rebecca. She can interview you.
There you go.
I will. I'll interview you in 1 second. Whenever you get here, I'll be here. I'll come up with questions.
There you go. Well, we could, you know, feed you them, too.
No.
Yeah. No, we should do that one day. We should do a walking one, a walking radio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what?
We could visit all our favorite places.
Yep. Sounds like a cool idea.
Let's see how far we could get down Hudson. If we start at Rev, let's see how far down we could get before the show's over. I bet you we won't get far.
Oh, yeah. We could. Yeah.
Today, you know, I started down at Front Street.
I know.
And I jumped in probably between Front and First.
Yeah, but you see, Cece and I are so well known, people want to talk to us extensively.
It's different.
You know?
It's a different vibe. That's really what we're trying to say. We don't want to hurt you, but, you know, it is what it is.
We don't want
to. I would like to enter into a competition on that statement.
Okay.
Oh, you might find yourself very disappointed, my girl.
I know. Let's see.
Hey.
There's no one out here right now, though.
Okay. Well, you know, hey, by the way, I don't know if you, I know Cece knows. I think you do know, Rebecca. There are movies again at TSL.
Time. It's 5:45. It's almost 5:45. At 5:45, Tom's going to go to a 5:30.
Yeah,
Tom's going to run down the weekend, weekday, whatever's left of it, the events.
Yeah. I mean, things are starting to happen again. And TSL, Time and Space Limited, run by our friends Linda Mussman and Claudia Bruce and a gang of really good people, are showing movies again. And one, you know, we mentioned this, Bicycle Thieves is there. And I know there's some Wong Kar-wai movies, but the best thing to do is to go online, Time and Space Limited, and look up the entire schedule. And that, for those who don't know, it's on Columbia Street on the 400 block, 434. And their phone number, if you want to get information, is 518-822-8100. But go to the website and you can see the full schedule. It's, guess what, folks? It's Cider Week in New York for 2021. Hey, did you know that, Rebecca?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know it was Cider Week? Well, now you do.
Now I do. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm trying to read what it means. It means, let's see, there's all kind of events. And if you want to find out what they are, you go to Instagram and you'll see, and go to New York Cider. And also a website of the CiderWeekNewYork.com. And it's sponsored by the New York Cider Association. Either of you drink hard cider? No? No answers?
I am not at liberty to discuss.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
I've had it once. I've had it on occasion. And I tell you, if it's really cold, it's really refreshing.
Is it?
There's a few that are really good out there. It's really refreshing. And I'm not a drinker, so I appreciate things that are more in there. You know, like more catered toward a natural vibe.
Yeah.
And that cider is one of them.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of local cider.
I know. And, you know, this was what actually people drank a lot in America in the beginning.
Yeah, that and mead.
Right. Well, they had apples. They had tons of apples, so they let them ferment. Why go for hard liquor that was harder to make? Okay.
So, can I just add another?
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, you know, May 18th, we got the school board election.
Oh, we talked about it. Yeah.
At the beginning of the show.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
We just want to hear your take on it. What do you think? We have two people stepping up. Myself and Mark DePace.
Oh, really?
For write-ins. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to, you know, there'll be a way to get people to know that.
Yeah, we can't support them on the air, but we know that
we will not support or condone anyone.
Right. But we know we can say that they are running.
Yeah.
As writing candidates.
Yeah.
I was in the process of doing something and putting it up on my social media, but then the radio show happened. I was like, oh, but I'll still continue to do that.
Good.
So, Rebecca, thank you so much for sending me that article, because that was the that was spawned the conversation, was the article on Gossips of Rivertown. And I think she did an excellent job in this one instance. And she actually reported really accurately. And she reported from a lens that I found was very breathtaking and also aware. You know, she had everything. She had all the balls lined up.
Well, that specific thing that I sent you was actually something that she ended up linking to from what's – I'm just finding the name of the person who wrote it. It was from – it was an opinion piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By Ken Sheffer. Is that
– I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I sent you, right?
Is that somebody –
So just to say that that's who wrote it.
A local person? I mean, somebody in the Hudson School District?
Yeah, someone who's definitely very invested.
Oh, I don't know that name. Interesting.
Me either.
I didn't either. Who watches the HCSD Board of Education?
You do.
Far more closely than Gossips, as written by Carol Ostering.
Is that who writes that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a joke.
No, but the person that wrote that thing that I sent you, CC, was someone named Ken Sheffer.
Okay.
Also, it wasn't her. Really? It wasn't Carol. Wow.
No.
Well, she
That's
did a good job of
you know.
She did a good job of linking it, because that was a really breathtaking and really thought out article. I was wondering, like, if she writes like this, how come I'm so opposed? But clearly that wasn't her. So there we go.
Well, right. You know, it's a portal of disseminating information.
Wow.
You know?
That's
a craft, too.
Could you say that again? Could you say that again?
That's a craft.
A
portal of disseminating information.
Wow. Wow, yeah. I like that.
She did that.
You like that? You like that linguistic dance?
Yes. Tom likes anything linguistic. Actually, that's what's our vocabulary for today? Last week it was
oh my gosh.
Litigious. What's it this week?
Oh.
We had litigious last week. The week before that we had loquacious.
That's right.
Oh, nice.
Keep them going with the L's, or you want to get out of L's and get into some M's? You want to get into some M's for post mom's day?
Well, we all know what matriarchal is. That's not good enough.
Yeah, we know that one.
Oh, geez. You're putting
There's
me
so many of them.
I know.
Let's pick one that's really good and, like, sensational.
Yeah.
You can do it. Let's go.
Yeah, Rebecca, you were a philosophy student not that long ago. You should come up with something.
It was a pretty long time ago, okay?
Got one for you.
Okay.
Machinate. To contrive or plot.
Ooh. Okay. Oh. Yep, there you go. There you go.
Machining.
And this,
hey, by the way,
this town is always plotting, so that's perfect.
There's always machinations going on in this town.
Is that how you say it?
Yep.
Machinations?
Well,
damn.
If to turn it into a noun, yeah.
Right.
So that's did good, you Tom. Go over the figures from this article?
I did. I was astounded that in a time where people are trying to be more humble and save money because towns are bleeding, This superintendent wants to ask for $204K when she's already up at over 190, I think, at this point she is.
Can we
with benefits and everything.
I want to read this.
Yeah,
I'll send it to you.
Over.
Yeah, because I don't want to have to go to Gossips. You know how I feel about that place.
No, that's where you're going to find it. That's the only place you can get it.
Yeah, but if you send it, I don't have to actually link onto her directly. You know what I mean?
It's okay, you know?
I know. You know, it's just a thing.
Tom's loyal. He's a dog. He's loyal. You gotta respect his gangster.
Well, more importantly, that was part of my anger management.
Don't give airtime to people that don't deserve it. I love it.
Guess where I am now.
Oh, okay. No, wait. Let me see.
Carmen, you keep crashing, Carmen.
Is that is the public square?
You're
that
at the 7th Street Park, the Venus Park.
That is the Venus Park.
She's at the public
I'm in the
green.
Venus Park. Reporting live. There's people here that are happy. There's people here that look like they're in love.
You know,
there's a fountain.
I'm glad you brought up that you're there.
I'm going to climb the fence.
Why don't you walk over to that? Why don't you walk over to that that nice tourism booth we've got there that's electrified and got running electric and nobody's manning it?
By the way,
guys, I got a text that I just saw from a local politician and civic-minded fellow who tells us, you bike with traffic, you walk against traffic.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, listener. We always appreciate you. This is listener-supported radio.
That is,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
I don't know if you'd like me to say his name, but it's Dominic Moranti.
Well,
Dominic Moretti from the Dominic Moretti.
What are you doing? Let's get a live on air interview with Dominic.
Oh, let's not, because, well, we can't. Well, let's not go into it.
Okay, hold on. It's 5:35, so we're over time.
I am at the hut. Yeah, yeah, is this
she's
what
at the
you
hut.
Wanted?
Yes. So you see that it's electrified? It's got electric.
Electrifying. Sorry.
No, that's perfect. I was thinking that we should put this house on
Hello.
The other side of the park.
How you doing? It's nice to see you.
Is that Birdman? What's that, Birdman?
That's, I feel like.
Bill. Bill.
You want to be on the radio? Yeah? Okay. Here we go. Check it out.
I think many people, I don't know. No, I'm not going to. Never mind.
We're on air. So
hey, Bill.
Oh.
Hey, Bill.
You know this guy?
Yeah.
We call him the Birdman.
Yeah.
At least in the hood, that's what we call him.
Yeah.
You might have another name for him, Tom. What's
yeah.
his name? Bill?
Yeah, his name is Bill.
What is that? Let me see. Oh, it's an acorn. You know that we could cook this? Look how beautiful this is, guys. Yeah. Carmen just got this. Hold on.
What
look at this.
So oh, look at that.
It's got so many layers. It's perfect. Look
yeah.
at it.
Yeah.
It's so cool, Mom.
And I just watched this woman on Instagram called the Black Forager. Mm-hmm. The Black Forager. And yeah, she right. gave a history as to why being a Black Forager is so important at this time.
Yeah.
Not only for reparations, because at one time we were, Black folks in America weren't allowed to, like, you know, benefit from
right.
what we produced.
Right.
And so the only way we could do that was to forage. And she forages because she's also a filthy vegan. And I appreciate being
okay.
linked up to her.
I'll
by
see
I think
you,
it was Vanessa. Vanessa, Bear, I think, was the one
yeah.
that gave me the link to the Black Forager.
Speaking of foraging,
you gotta look her up on Instagram.
Up in the hills behind our house here, the small forest, my wife came across some morels.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Do you like those?
Yeah.
Do you eat those? Would
those
you
are good.
Why am I so
squeamish?
Yeah, that's the word.
You have a right to be. You know, when you're foraging, you have to kind of, it comes slowly. It comes in stages.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
you gotta get acclimated to it. Nobody should force you or make you feel weird for not being where they are. Everybody
oh.
was somewhere before they
oh,
were.
Oh, thank you, CC.
Again,
that was wonderful.
Linings, no yucking of yum.
Oh, that
you know,
is so sweet.
Kind of,
thank you.
It's a way of life.
That's right.
So I do have a suggestion, really minimal cooking of them and just in oil or butter.
Oh,
so
I heard,
like,
she heard just the opposite. That you got to get rid of all the moisture.
Oh,
you can eat
okay.
that. You can
I'm
boil
not
it
a pro.
Eat it.
But, you know, there you have two different recipes, folks. Either
smell
quick,
it. You smell it?
Quick cook or long cook. What is that stupid noise?
There's someone running around without a shirt on.
Oh. Well, let's see. Is it attractive?
I don't know if that was the right question to be asking.
Well, you know.
Well, you know, when you're in the public eye, it's
yeah.
the public.
Yeah, right. How's it look?
I think they're just wearing socks.
Wait, are you kidding me?
I'm trying to figure out a little bit more about the scenario.
Can we see? So we can
yeah.
verify what you're saying?
They got kind of far away. You want me to, is this citizen journalism now?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I'll check it out. I'll interview him. Where's your shoes?
Good question.
Yeah, I think, yep.
Where is this person? The motorcycle.
All right.
Where is it?
Okay. There's a St. Charles Hotel.
Yeah.
I don't really. Nope. Went into a house. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, everyone.
I maybe just came out of his house briefly to do something quick, and
that makes total sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know.
Hey, amazing things happen on the streets of Hudson. From off the streets
things.
Of Hudson. Remember that? Wait, what's that from? From off the streets of Hudson. From off the streets of Cleveland. Harvey Pekar's American Sport.
Oh. It's prison alleyway.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I should go.
Okay, well, thank you, Rebecca, for lending your expertise as a walker in the city.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
And next week, you can stop by and talk to us some more as we set up in front of Rev, folks. If you want to come
okay,
down.
Sounds good.
And hang out. We'll be in front of Rev outside. And you know.
Hello.
Uh-oh, who's
it's
that?
Me again.
Who's that?
Brian Herman.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, sorry.
All right, well, I'll see you all soon.
Thank you, Rebecca. Have a nice evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, Cece, there's a couple other interesting things happening around, not in the HUD, but by. You want to hear about them?
I'd love to, Tom.
Okay. Was that Carmen saying yes?
Yes.
So, let's see. Oh, in Germantown, they're having a big yard sale and a plant sale. The Garin Club plant sale. So, I guess it's a combination of both. And that is... Let's see. Saturday, the 15th, from 9 to 4 at Palatine Park. You know that one in Germantown. So that's happening. And then, as you know, TSL, by the way, has had this, are doing a weekly outdoor market. I don't know if you've been over there, Cece, since they've started selling all this stuff in the basement. It is amazing, this stuff. You know how they had those two... or one, I don't know how many. They had a big barn on Columbia. I guess that's where all this stuff was sitting for years or whatever. But they have tons of vintage clothing, records, furniture, household things, and then all kinds of stuff. and I guess, excuse me, some of it they're going to take outdoors.
Oh, are you talking about St. Mary's? Are you talking about St. Mary's?
No. TSL.
Oh, I didn't know that. No, I wasn't aware.
Yeah. And I guess they're going to do some of it outdoors this weekend. But you can go indoors, too. And also Saturday from 9 to 1. And 518-828-8100. Find out what's going on TSL. Now, there's a guy named Tom Hanford doing songs and chimney side tales also down there in Germantown at the Claremont State Historic Park. He's a singer and storyteller. Okay, that kind of, whatever. They're also having some vendors, a wool vendor, let's see, what else? Other stuff, it's wood, wool, I mean, and other goods. And that is on Saturday also from 1 to 2 down there in Claremont. Let's see. What does this mean? Here we go. Another Saturday event later in the day at 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. A free concert at the intersection of Routes 22 and 23 in Hillsdale. And it's
thank you, Tom. Keep going.
The premier edition of the Bluegrass of the Sleepy Hollow String Band. Oh, that's fun. It's free. It's free. It begins at 4. And there are some local restaurants that will be selling food. Bring a blanket or a chair. And the band is called the Sleepy Hollow String Band. They were formed in 2006 with members Ben Fried, Connie McCardle, Rick Brodsky, and Bob Bernstein. It's a mix of bluegrass, retro country, and rockabilly with original songs. And that's Saturday from 4 to 7. At the intersection of... How do they perform in an intersection? Wouldn't they get run over? Oh, well. I'm sure they've solved that. What else we got here? The Two of Us Productions. What is that? Oh, this is a Zoom drama. It's a theater company based here in Columbia County. And it's called Murder on Mic. It's a radio drama. Oh, no. A radio drama writer decides he's finally going to end his... show on his own terms. He intends to commit a murder during a live broadcast. Okay. Whatever. Anyway, that's Saturday. Oh, this is at 7:30. So you can do all of these things on Saturday. These are all Saturday events. And that's it. Excuse me.
That's amazing.
On live Zoom theater. How do you find out? You RSVP thetwoofusproductions.org and they will give you the access code and all the information. Just like it sounds, thetwoofusproductions.org. And those are just some of the things happening here in the HUD and in the surrounding community. There you have it. You see, it's starting to happen again. It's happening again. And you know, of course, When's our, let me see, hold on a second. Let's see if this, I can find out this other information I want to check into. Here we go. This Google's slow right now, but that's okay. Okay. Wait. Oh, did we miss it already? I thought.
Is that how you read?
No, that's how I do it when I'm on the radio and have to continue to make noise.
You could have asked me the sim tong. I would have sung.
Oh.
You could have played a little melody.
I could. The important
you
phrase
gotta get
there.
Creative. Come on, Geezer. You gotta get creative here.
The important thing there was could have. And if I'd known that, yeah. I certainly would not have. But anyway.
Oh, boy.
Nothing's coming up when I check this here. What else, Cece? What do you got coming up? Oh, I see this article you sent me.
I have.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. My God. This is very depressing.
I know.
Hudson.
I know. I mean, there's nothing. Jeez.
Hudson School District ranks 677 in the state. And it gets the grade of F-. Oh, my God. There are some worse.
F-, where the superintendent wants to up their salary to $204,000. And I'm not saying that people don't provide value and don't do service. This is not the conversation I'm having here. The conversation I'm talking about is humbling, is looking back and saying to yourself, gee, what can I do to make the people of the city of Hudson know that we were with them in the struggles, in the thick of it? We're with the homeowners, the renters, because everything is going up, you know, and it's unfortunate. And for some of these people that, you know, they don't have the luxury of saying that they want to get a pay raise and they get it. Then we also have to look at the fact that within the school district, sorry.
That's right. I'm just looking over this. It's a long piece. It's pretty interesting.
I have a 3-year-old. That is not the most appalling. What behooved me is the idea that we've had a school year where it's pretty much been a hybrid model. Teachers have been at half mast. Most teachers are teaching from home. We've had barely any athletic activities. We've combined and we've closed John L. Edwards, and they're asking for, what is it, like $3 million for that building?
Well,
they also decided to not.
Right.
What behooves me is the fact that there's a state aid that the city of Hudson School District could get, and they decided to keep getting it and then not give back the taxpayers a discount, because they said that if the taxpayers get a discount, they're going to be looking for it every year. How awful to think that the people that are running the budget and are making up this budget do not have the taxpayers in mind.
Wow.
So there has to be an overhaul in here. There has to be an overhaul. I'm a frugal person. I'm a mother of seven, and I'm saying that enough is enough. And and I'm sure Mark DePace is on the same lines as I am, and a bunch of other people are just saying, you know what? We've got to make sure we trim the fat. Let's trim that fat.
Yep. Wow. This is a very long article, so I can't really summarize it quickly, but I can see a couple things. one thing I got to tell you, it says, and where is the Hudson mayor on this total mess? Why isn't there City Hall outrage? I'll tell you why. Because we can't do a gosh darn thing for
you
the City
Hall. You can't do anything
We
about
can't
it.
Do anything.
They're just trying to deflect.
Not a thing.
They're trying to deflect.
Right.
Don't deflect. Answer your problems.
Right.
That's right.
We can't do it. We don't have any jurisdiction whatsoever than you do as a taxpayer. And believe me, we'd like to, you know. But I can never remember the exact amount of all the municipalities involved in the system. It's anywhere between 5 and 7, seven, including Greenport, parts of Claverock, parts of Livingston, Stockville, Schuylerville.
Mount Marino.
Yeah. So,
all of Greenport.
It involves all of us in the school district, not just Hudson. That's the key. I don't know what to say. I keep hoping this school system gets better, and it just, I mean, this report card is not a good thing. I can't wait to really dig down into this article.
When you dig down into it, you let me know, because I'm telling you, I am not, there's nothing on there that I'm seeing that's making me feel grateful or warm and gushy about what's happening there. It is not good.
Yeah, it's not good.
At the end of the day, I'm a taxpayer, and I'm not with the shits. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm saying right now that these things need to be changed. We need to do something.
And
folks, I
got to tell you, the other school systems in Columbia County aren't doing that hot either. If you think they, Ichabod, Crane, and Chatham are C plus and D minus.
Right behind us. Yep.
Yeah, Taconic Hills is F minus. So it's not like all the other schools that some people seem to want to run away to are doing so much better. This is really, go ahead.
And to your point, Tom, a few weeks ago, you had said something like, we were talking about the school district and you said, you know, there's a lot of kids that are in poverty in the school district and we've got to do this. And I was saying to you, what does that have to do with the budget?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Even if the kids were doing well and it was an A plus school district, would that make you feel good about that budget? No.
No, right.
You know, because great, the kids are learning, but at what cost? And who's supervising this cost? At some point, we have to push back. The school district is not even diverse. Mm-hmm. You have a population mm-hmm. of diverse student body, but it is not reflective in the staff. It is not reflective in management.
See, what this
we have to do something
yeah.
now.
I see also what this guy says is also incorrect. He says Rhinebeck and Red Hook rely on their community committees to keep things going, especially their city leaders attend board meetings. Well, first of all, that's because those cities control their school boards, which he doesn't seem to understand. Secondly,
ooh, good job, Tom.
Right. Secondly, the school board doesn't even pay attention to when we have our meetings in the city. Advice. I mean, they have no concern for the various community meetings and how they conflict with their meetings. And they really
because
don't
they know that they because they know that for their situation, their position, they don't have to.
Right. And oh, and now he says the Common Council should form a school committee. Yeah, they had one for more than 150 years. Well, guess what, dude? That's when Hudson had its controlled its school system. I mean, I'm not, you know, the guys. It's a good, from what I can see, it's a fairly good article.
It is a good article, but he's missing some things.
He doesn't have the full picture.
And this is good because even if he did have the full picture, to put this dialogue in there brings about more dialogue.
Yeah, sure.
Brings about more conversation and opens up people's eyes as to what exactly is happening at the school district level.
But if you ever, you know, want to, you know, when you go out there and tell people why you want to run and everything, you might point out that this article is great, but there's some mistakes. Now, who is this Ken Sheffer, by the way? Let's see if he shows up on the interweb. Ken Sheffer. Let's see, Ken Sheffer, the Heritage Foreign Council. No, it's not that guy. The History Room. He's been interviewed on our station in the segments called the History Room. I don't know if you've ever heard those, but they're kind of neat.
No, I've never heard of it.
Yeah. Let's see, where is he? He's up there. This is when I do those noises. Oh, you could sing if you want to while I'm doing this.
Okay. Amazing.
Oh, Jesus. Wait a second.
No.
Okay, here's something about a Ken Sheffer Sr. Hudson. Ooh, I guess that's his father.
Let's go.
His father lived in Hudson and passed away in 2017. Yeah. Oh, so I imagine Ken Jr.
Pick up your shoes and pick up the helmet.
Yeah, Ken Jr. must live in Hudson as well. But he obviously really doesn't understand the whole makeup of the system.
Well, he missed out. And that's good because maybe we can invite Ken Sheffer on and you can educate him, Tom, and we can have this dialogue.
Oh, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
Let's do that.
We'll have time to read this. I'll put that down for the future. And we can go over
it
with him.
We can make some bullet points. Yeah, we can go over it with him and really, really dig in deep.
Yeah.
And I would say to Ken Sheffer, if he has this kind of passion to write the article, I mean, I'm wanting to be written in, but if he wants to be written in to make a change, you know, have at it. I mean, the only way you're going to have change, folks, is if you get involved, if you invest in yourself. You're not going to make change by sitting there complaining and crying about stuff. That's not
right.
That's not where change happens.
Well, I got to tell you, last year, or when they had their last election for something, they wanted to put $500,000 in a reserve fund during the COVID period. Now, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I understand there's a lot to be said for long-term planning, but during COVID, you ask people to put aside $500,000 when everything's going to crap, you know? And
these are the things that I'm concerned about.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's saying that if, let me tell you, this selling of JLE is not as much a done deal as he thinks it is. And it says the monies are going back into the reserve funds. And that's not quite the case. What it's going towards is the money they owe on JLE. So that's another different thing. But yeah, he's got a lot of points. And boy, he's clearly spent time looking into it all. And you should talk to him only to tell him why you're going to run. You know,
well, you know, and, you know, again, this is not, nothing is certain, you know, but I would say that for me, it's about reforming. If reform, it's about being more open to taking, not reinventing the wheel, but really looking at what some really, really strong points can be made for what the school district has to offer. Yeah. And where we could focus and laser hone in on how to make changes in budgets and how to, you know, bring back some sense of community, you know.
Right.
This would I love to see uniforms? Yes. Would I love to see organic made food lunches? Absolutely. But those things takes time. And, you know, it, you know, Rome wasn't built overnight.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious about this guy because, you know, it's interesting what he has to say. And we should definitely talk to him at some point. And as should you. And maybe we could get something going here. But he really does seem misinformed about the city relationship. And I'm not saying that just to defend my own. I mean, I've talked about this, about the Common Council trying to get more involved, but there's just, what can we do? We could sit around and gripe. You know what I mean? We don't really have control. Their budget is their budget. We can either vote for it or vote against it. And, of course, you know, there's that so-called contingency budget. That means if we vote against it, they just, you know, cut, like, you know, a tiny percent relative. It's $300,000, which seems like a lot, but from a $52 million budget, that's not that much. So, in other words, even if you vote against it, they're still spending over $50 million. And, you know, I know Maria. She's a marvelous woman, and she's trying real hard. But at some point, you know, you're just kind of like, what the hell? And especially in this these extremely difficult times.
These are very difficult times, and we have to be sensitive, we have to be conscious, and we have to make good decisions together. You know, we can't just be autocratic and just kind of, because you have the ability to do something, you do it.
Exactly.
I just want to give a really good shout out right now to Cruz Cora, my 14-year-old who made it to Hudson safely. He is by the high school. He's going to hang out with his friends. He might go fishing.
Oh, he made it.
And I'm just great. He made it. So I'm just grateful for that.
Good boy. I mean, that he called his mommy. I mean, his mom.
Well, you know, I won't say he's my favorite, but...
I won't tell him you said that. I won't tell him you said that. Hey, listen, shout out to Cruz. And you got to realize, Cece, he's becoming a man.
You know, I know that, but Tom, can we just slow it down a bit?
No, because we only have 2 minutes.
I meant him being a man.
Okay. Oh, I thought you meant the show. Okay, so goodbye, everybody. It's been the Thursday Afternoon Show with me, Tom DiPietro, and...
Cece Graham.
That's right, the one and only. Bye, folks. We'll see you next week live from out in front of Rev at 4 o'clock.
Live.
And here we go with our outro, Johnny Mathis.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. Some design prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine? We were only two strangers. Aren't strangers anymore, and as I stand and kiss you at your door, I know my life.